Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Dalet in Maseches Yevamos. It is the 875th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up on the bottom where we had left off on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. I am sitting out on a cold Beit Shemesh night, the first night of Hanukkah, outside looking at the Neiros Hanukkah, a faint sound of music in the background. I'm not going to be able to get through the learning with you in one sitting because the Talmidim, Mirtz Hashem, are joining us for a Hanukkah Masiba, and that if you want to partake in that singing in the Divrei Torah, I hope to post it online as well. But let's Be'ezer Hashem start. That's one of the beauties of Daf Yomi. You have 5-10 minutes. Let's jump in. So our Daf is going to discuss the halachos of eating Bikurim and Meiser that are Tamei, that we learned that you get Malgus in contrast to Truma, as well as our daf is going to get involved with the halachos of someone who is an Arel, particularly he's an Arel because he left over a particular part of his Mila, wasn't entirely done appropriately, and that will bring the Gemara into discussing many aspects of the halacha of an Arel eating a Karban Pesach, as well as an Onein, and that will catapult us into many halachos in regards to Karban Pesach, and then the Gemara will go back to Maaser Sheni that we've been discussing, and that is the appropriate usage of Maaser Sheni and inappropriate usage for Maaser Sheni. Then on Amud Beis, our Gemara will go back to the prohibition of someone who's Tamei eating Truma. The Gemara will find the Makar for that. And once again, the Gemara will conclude with a comparison of when we're more Machmir for Truma and when we are more Machmir for Kachim, as yesterday's Daf had concluded. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Va'ochlim bitumas an atzman loke. We learned in a brice on yesterday's Daf that if someone eats Bikurim or Meiser that are Tamei, that one gets Malkus. Mashenke mitruma. In contrast to Truma, points out the Gemara, Milka hu de lalaki. When it comes to Truma, there is no Malkus, ha Yisura Ika, but there is an Iser. Minalan. What's the Makar? Asks the Gemara. On my cry, it says the Gemara, Besharecha tochlenu. That you shall eat the Chulin, as the Pasuk says, Besharecha tochlenu hatama vahatar yachdav kitzvi v'chayyal. And Chazal Darshin, that this doesn't only apply to Chulin, but it also applies to Psulei Hamukdashin. This is what Rashi points out in Dibar Maschul Bisharecha Tachlenu on yesterday's daf. We didn't emphasize this on yesterday's daf, and that is that Chazal understand Bisharecha Tachlenu, that if something's Pasul Hamukdashin, not only Chulin, after you pod it, then Azar is allowed to eat it. So once we have Chazal's understanding as Rashi had pointed out, so then in such a case, Amakra Bisharecha Tachlenu, Lazeh Velo Lacher, that you're allowed to eat Psulei HaMukdashin that undergoes Pidyon, whether one is Tahar or Tameh, because Hatar V'Tameh Yachad, Hatameh V'Tar Yachdav Katsvi V'Chayal, however, V'lo L'Acher, it tells us that there's something else that can't be eaten, and that is Truma. V'Lav Haba Mechlal Asei, Asei. And even though it's written in the positive, we infer the negative. The positive is Bisharecha Tochlenu. We infer that there's something you can't do. But since it's not written in the negative, it was never spelled out as a lav, so then it's considered a say. That's what we mean. V'lav haba b'chlal asay. If something was written in the Torah as a say, that you're allowed to eat Psulei HaMukdashin and Chulin in such a manner, but you're not allowed to eat Truma, we infer, since it never said you're not allowed to eat Truma b'tuma, so then it's considered an asay because it was never written as lav. Amar Ravashi Mireisha Nami Shamisme Mina. We could also infer this idea that Arel is usher to eat Meiser from the Reisha. Now Ravashi is going back to our previous discussion upstairs in the Amud, and that is the discussion of whether an Arel is allowed to eat Meiser. And that was a Shaila that Rav Sheshes had all the way in the beginning of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on the top. So Ravashi says we could prove it from the ratio of the Brisa. The ratio of the Brisa that we had mentioned on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, which is actually, I misspoke, it's not a Brisa, it's actually a Mishnah in Bikurim, the Mishnah Perek Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, that the ratio says the following, Detana Vishir, because there's something left out in that Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah had told us that there were things that Truma and Bikurim have in common. Now, there's something else that they have in common that wasn't mentioned. Midilo Katani, what's not mentioned is V'noagim b'shar shnei shavua, turning on to ayin dalet amin aleph, v'ein lahem pidyon. That truma and bikurim are noeg in all of the years of Shemitah, but Maaser Sheni is only applies during the third and sixth year. In the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, we don't have Maaser Sheni, but rather we have Maaser Ani. V'ein lahem pidyon. And you don't have pidyon, you never redeem bikurim and truma. Masha'en kem b'maaser. In that way, it's different than Maaser. Shmamina. So we see from here, says the Gemara, that there are other things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah that Truma Bikurim may have in common that Maaser does not. And therefore, as we had argued on yesterday's daf, the fact that our Mishnah, that Mishnah does not mention that an Arel is Aser B'Truma B'Bikurim and by Maaser is Mutter, we can infer the Gemara had suggested that by Maaser, Arel is Mutter. So that we see that you can't make a reference because the Tana would be Shire. Toshma, the Gemara now tries to bring another proof. If an Arel is Mutter, by Maaser Sheiri. Nishtairu bo tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila. The halacha is that if someone has an incomplete mila, hareza eino oichel loy betruma v'loy bepesach v'loy bekotchim v'loy bemaiser, that he cannot eat neither truma nor pesach nor kotchim nor maiser. So it seems that if the mila is incomplete, that there is an iser of maiser, maila maiser dogon, doesn't seem to be that we're talking about maiser dogon. So we see that by maiser sheni, an arel cannot eat. Maiser dogon here is a reference to maiser sheni. Says the Gemara loy maiser behema. We're referring to maiser behema. Asks the Gemara maiser behema hainu kodshim. Maiser behema is referred to in the context of kodshim because giving a tenth of one's animals, passing them through a corral and striping one out of every ten, and then bringing them up to Yerushalayim to be brought in a carbon, that is kodshim. Asks the Gemara, are you sure that it falls into the category of kodshim? V'litamech milo tanan pesach. We also mentioned the pesach, then Arel can't eat a pesach, uktani kodshim. So there are two separate categories. So just like pesach and kodshim are two separate categories in the Brisa, nevertheless, they can be put into one, and the fact that they're put into separate categories shows us that when we say Maaser, it could mean Maaser Behema, despite the fact that there's a reference to Kachim. Says the Gemara, Bish Lema Pesach and Kachim. No, I can understand why Pesach and Kachim are put into two categories. Tzrichi, you need that. Deitana Pesach, because if it had only mentioned Pesach, Mishum da Arelus be Pesach Ksiva. Because when it comes to an Arel, then it's mentioned specifically as an Iser when it comes to Pesach. Avol Kodshim, but when it comes to Kodshim, Eima lo, maybe the halacha would be different. And we would have had a Havamina, if it had just written Pesach, we would have had a Havamina that Arel is only usher by Pesach, but not by other Kodshim. V'itana Kodshim, if it only mentioned Kodshim, Havamina my Kodshim, Pesach. I would have thought that when it says Kodshim means Pesach. So that's why it says both Pesach and Kodshim, to tell us that both Pesach and Kodshim is where that halacha applies. Ela Maaser Behema Lomali, but what about Maaser Behema? Why do you need a separate category? Isn't Maaser Behema certainly considered part of Kodshim? So therefore, as we said above, it must be that Maaser is referring to Maaser Sheni, not Maaser Behema. And we see from here that Arel is Aser for Maaser Sheni. Because we say that Arel that has Tzitzin Hama'akvin, parts of the foreskin that are not been removed, that is possible when it comes to Maaser Dogon, and that must be referring to Maaser Sheni. Elo, but the Gemara says maybe that's not a strong raya. Maaser Rishon. Really, we're talking about Maaser that goes to a Levi, and it's going to follow following Shita. V'Rebbe Meir. Da'amar Maaser Rishon Asal Zarim. There's a Shita of Rebbe Meir who says that Maaser Rishon Zarim cannot eat. We're going to have it later on. On Peyehei Amibes, most Mefarshim hold you give it to a Levi, but it's not Aser to Zarim, but Rabbi Meir holds that's also Aser to a Zarim, to someone who's not a Levi. If that's so then there's no Raya. Maaser is not talking about Maaser Sheni, that's Aser to Arel, but rather we're talking to Maaser Rishon. Tashma, the Gemara tries to bring another Raya about the Shaila of whether a Arel can eat Maaser. Midatari Rabbi Chia Barav Midifti. Arel Aser Vishtei Maaseres. An Arel is Aser in two different types of Maaseres. What are the two Maaseres? My love, Echad Maaser Dogam, Echad Maaser Behema. One's talking about Maaser Dogam, which is Maaser Sheni, and the other is Maaser Behema. Answers the Gemara,
that would not prove that an Arul is Aser, because Hachanami, I could give another raya, Maaser Rishon v'Rabbi Meir, that no, it means that it's Aser, an Arul is Aser to Maaser Rishon, but not Maaser Sheni, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says that Zar is Aser by Maaser Rishon. Tashma, another attempted proof that an Arul is Aser by Maaser Sheni. Oinein Aser by Maaser, an Onein is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, Umutter by Truma, and he's allowed to eat Truma. That, of course, the Isser is in the Pasuk, and we mentioned earlier that there's no Makar to Aser and Onein by Truma. Ubepara, he's as well as allowed to do the mixing of the para, the water of the para. Tvul yom, aser betruma, umoter bepara. Tvul yom is not allowed to partake of truma, as the first Mishnah in Shas tells us in the beginning of Maseches Brachos. And we mentioned earlier, umoter bepara, tvul yom is allowed to do the sprinkling of para, as we learned earlier on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Ube Meiser, and Tfil Yom is also allowed to partake in Meiser. Mechuser Kippurim, if someone needs to bring a carbon before the Artar, for example, a Yoledes who needs to bring a carbon before she could go into the Beis HaMikdash, Aser Bepara, leaving aside whether a woman could do Para, that's a separate discussion that we had earlier on Ayin Beis. Either way, someone who's Mechuser Kippurim, let's take a Metzora that needs to bring a carbon. So if he's Mechuser Kippurim, he's Aser Bipara umutar betruma, but he's allowed to partake in truma ubemeiser. V'im isa, and if you held, then aral is mutar in meiser. Nisni, you should have also mentioned aral aser betruma mutar bipara ubemeiser. Then aral is prohibited in truma, but mutar by para meiser, because in this list we gave examples of individuals who are aser betruma but mutar bipara meiser. So it must be that an aral is aser b'meiser. And answers the Gemara, Hai tana dvei Rabbi Akiva. This is following the Shita Rabbi Akiva, the marmile la aral ketame, that says the aral has a fascinating din of tame. This is a very, very interesting halacha. The sanya, as we learned in a brisa, it's mentioned earlier in Ayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva Omer ishish l'rabos es ha'ara. The Torah Kedosha says, what's the double lashon of ish? The double of lashon of ish is that not only are the standard tumos not allowed to come in contact with kachim, but as well as someone who is an arel. Hence, the halacha would be that an arel would be aser bitruma. That's why it's not mentioned in this brisa of those things that are aser b'meiser umoter b'truma, because actually not only is an aral aser b'meiser, he's also aser b'truma. So therefore, it wouldn't be in the list. Umantana de polygalar Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara gets off on a tangent. And who is the opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva in regards to whether an aral has a din tame? Says the Gemara, Tanan de Rabbi Yossi Abavlihi. It's Rabbi Yossi from Bavel. The Sanya, we learned in a brisa. This appears in Svachim Yud Zayin. Sreifas oinen umechuser kipurim kshera. If the sreifa of the paraduma is done by an onen or someone who needs to bring a carbon mechusar kipurim is kasher, Rabbi Yossi Abavli Omer onen kshera mechusar kipurim psula. That Rabbi Yossi Abavli disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he's of the opinion that since the individual, as Rashi explains, when he's a mechusar kipurim is a mechusar maisa, in such a case he's considered a tamei and therefore he cannot burn the para aduma. The Gemara is inferring, though, that the Tana Kama is going to be that Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, because the Tana Kama says in Mechusar Kippurim, despite the fact that he's Tame, as Rabbi Yosef Habavli argues, nevertheless, the halacha is that he's allowed to burn the para aduma. Now the Gemara finds another Tana who holds that Aral Zasser b'maiser. V'afra b'yitzchak savar aral also b'maiser. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, v'nayin l'aral she'asal b'maiser, ne'mar mimenu b'maiser. On the one hand, it says, lo v'yarti mimenu b'tame, when it comes to maiser, v'ne'mar mimenu b'pesach, and it also says, by Pesach, a few times it says mimenu. For example, it says, al tochol mimenu na. That's Gemara is going to deal with the different mimenus by Pesach. Ma mimenu amar b'pesach aral aser bo, just like when it comes to Pesach, where it says menu aral is aser to partake, af menu amr Pesach aral aser bo. Now the Gemara says, mufni, it must be that it's open for exer shava. The ilo mufni, because if it's not
a gzera shava, but rather it's just a mametzinu, they would say, just like Pesach, the halacha is that way, meiser too, ikal nifach, you could reject that. Mala Pesach, shenkein chayav nala mishum pigol v'nasa v'tamek. Pesach, you'd be more machmir than meiser, you could argue, because it has other prohibitions, other stringencies, pigol, nosa, and tamek. So the ayaf nuye mufni. You must say that there is an open gzera shava, we learn mimenu. My mufni, what exactly is the gzera shava? So now the Gemara spells out the gzera shava according to two different opinions of how to read different psukim when it comes to the parsha of Karban Pesach. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Tlasa Mimenu Ksivi. It says Mimenu three times. What are the three psukim of Mimenu? Let's take a look. It says, in Shmos Yudbeis, Atolcho Mimenu Na, you shouldn't eat it raw, that's one. Then it says, V'lo Sosir Mimenu Ad Boker, that's number two. And then it says, V'anosir Mimenu Ad Boker, Beish Tisrofu. Two psukim back to back, then Mimenu three times, Yud, Perik Yudbeis, psukim, actually three psukim, psukim test through Yud. So, one of them says, the Gemara, Chad L'Gufe is coming to tell you that the Yisr is only to cook a Karm Pesach raw. The Chad L'Gzer Shava, and one of them is to have open the Gzer Shava to teach us Halacha that just like Arel is Aser Be Pesach, so too it's Aser Be Meiser. The Chad, and the third, so here there are two different opinions in regards to how to read the Pasuk, V'loso Siru Mimenu Ad Boker. There's one opinion, L'man Damar Ba Kosulitin L'cha Asei Acher Lo Sasei. One opinion says that you have the pasuk of Eish Tisrofu after the lavlos asu menu ad boker to tell you that you don't get malchus. That's what we call as a lavanitik lase, that even though the Torah says los asiru menu ad boker, nevertheless that lav is there to strengthen an ase, and therefore you don't get malchus. In this case, to strengthen the ase of the Eish Tisrofu if there's noser. So then, aydi dechsev noser. Once we talking about Nosek, Sivna Mimenu, that's why it says Mimenu. Now there's another Mandarma who disagrees, who reads the Pasuk differently. The other Mandarma says, Ulamanda Omar, Liten lo Boker, Shein in the Surifaso, that says, Vanosek Menu ad Boker, that you left over, you leave until Boker, that's coming to tell us that you're not supposed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov, but rather you leave it for the next day, because you can't burn the Noser on Yom Tov itself. So, Idir Siv ad Boker, Sivna Mimenu. Once it says Aboker, it also says Menu. So these are the three reasons that the three different drashos and the three different meanings of Mimenu, which leaves open the possibility to learn Gzera Shava, that just like by Karban Pesach Arol is Aser, so too Meiser is Aser as well. Now these three drashos of Mimenu, the Gemara explains it a little bit more. Tlasa Mimeni Ksiv, Ksivi, B'Meiser. It says Mimenu also three times in regards to Meiser. It says, Lo chalti v'oni mimenu, one. V'lo v'arti menu b'tamei, two. V'lo nisati mimenu l'meis, three. So what are these three drushes? Now that we spoke about the three drushes for Pesach, now we go to Meiser as well. So says the Gemara Chad L'Gufe, one is to tell us the actual prohibition of mimenu by an one. Lo chalti v'oni mimenu is only for Meiser, and does not apply to, it only applies to Meiser Sheni, not Meiser Ani. V'chad l'Rabbi Yavo, am Rabbi Yochanan, v'chad l'Rabbi Shlakish. What are these teachings? So Gemara is about to explain. D'amar Shlakish, am Rabbi Simya, minayin Meiser Sheni, shenitma, shemutu l'socho. Even though Meiser Sheni, that's Tameh, you're not allowed to eat, nevertheless you're allowed to use it to anoint. Shnemar v'lo nasati menu l'meis. L'meis hu d'lo nasati, l'chay du min meis nasati. The Torah says you're not allowed to use it for a mace. Now, one way of understanding the pasuk is that you're not allowed to use it to make it tamei. However, Chazal here understand that since, as Rashi says in Dibur Maskil Lo Nasati Menu Mace, Rei says Lo Va'arti Mimenu B'tamei. So why do I say Lo Nasati the mace? It's coming to tell us something else. L'meisu Lo Nasati L'chai Dumi D'meis Nasati can't be used something that's specific L'meis, but for something that's used for a chai that's similar to that which have used for a mace, that you can use. Ezo dovar shesho b'chaim maceim, haveyomer zu sicha. Just like in the limbs of a dead body, there are materials that are rubbed into it. So we learn that b'chaim, that sicha is going to be mutter with maiser sheni. And that's what we learn from that mimenu, v'lo nesati menu l'mace. Maske v'lo razut, Ramar Zutra asks the following question. Ve'ema likach lo orim v'tachrichin. Maybe we should say, based on this, that I didn't use Meiser Sheni to buy a coffin or shrouds.
Amar Avuna Braid Rav Shu Mimenu Migufo. From the word Mimenu sounds like we're talking about not that you sold it and you used the money for Aron and Tachrichim, but rather the actual Meiser itself, which would be using the fruits and the fruit juices for Sicha, for anointing. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Nesati Dumi Delo Achalti Malala Migufo Afkan Migufo V'Achati Mufna Mitzad Echad Hu. And therefore, we have an opening only on one side, asks the Gemara. For Pesach, the word mimenu is open, and you can learn Gzeres Shavah out from Pesach, say just like something else is superfluous, that it has an extra word mimenu, we could take the word mimenu by Pesach and say that word mimenu is going to tell us that an Arel is Aser by Pesach, it's also Aser by something else, and that's something else we wanted it to be, Meiser. But at the end of the day, we just said that the word mimenu, chad legufe, chad Rabbi Yavo and Rabbi Yochanan, chad Reish Lakish, is coming to tell us these different things. The Gemara did not tell us what Rabbi Yavo was, but that we did learn on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and that is to tell us, excuse me, not the bottom, towards the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and that is to tell you that you're allowed to burn Shemen of Truma Tmeya. Bottom line is, how can you learn Gzeres Shavah from Karban Pesach, if at the end of the day, mimenu is being used already in all cases by Meiser Sheni? Answers the Gemara, Hanich l'man d'amer l'meidim v'ein meishivin. According to the man d'amer who says that you could learn Gzeres Shavah if it says it by one side and not both of them, even though, like we said, Pesach has a reason to be more chamer, ein meishivin, you don't ask Akasha. But the man d'amar that says that if you don't have an extra pasuk in both cases, then you could ask the question. So you could ask the question, as we mentioned before, five lines before the wide, that Pesach should be more chamer than Meiser, and therefore Arul should only be pasul by Pesach and not by Meiser. Ma'ikel Meimar answers the Gemara, Hachta Rabbi Avo, midi Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Amar Rabba Baravu Anafka. This rule that we learned from Rabbi Avo on the top of Ayin Gimel on the base, that the halacha is that you're allowed to burn truma tmeya, that we learn out the Amar of Nachmar Avo Ma'itich Sivani Nisat Lachas Mishmeres Trumasi B'shtei Trumas Mishmeres Trumasai B'shtei Trumas Hakas Medaber Achas Truma Tmeya Hoy Rav Achas Truma Tmeya. The Torah speaks in plural of two different types of trumas, one that star, the other tummy. Vam Rachmana Lecha, that the Torah says, Hine Nisat Lecha, coming to tell us that there's one truma that I give to you, and that is truma that's tame, that you're allowed to burn it. Hence, there's an extra mimenu that is open on Meiser, and there is an extra mimenu that's open for Pesach, and just like Pesach Arel is going to be Aser, so too, when it comes to Meiser, Arel is going to be Aser as well. The Gemara continues two lines from the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We learned in our Mishnah on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, Ayin Amud Aleph, V'chol Atzmeim Lo Yochlu B'Truma. All those who are Tamei can't partake in Truma. Minani Mili, how do we know that rule? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kra, Ish Ish Mizera Aroin V'hu Tzarua O Zav. It says in the Pasuk that if he's a Metzora or a Zav, so in such a case he can't partake in the Truma. Ezeu Davar Sheshava B'Zaro Shel Aron, Havei Omer Zo Truma. The Pasuk is talking about Truma, because that's something that Zera Aaron, Rashi adds, both the men and the women are able to eat. And it's coming to tell you that if they're Tamei, like Saras or Zav, they can't partake in the Truma. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema b'chazei v'shok. Maybe it's the presence that the Kohanim receive from the Shlamim, the breast and the leg, that both men and women receive. And maybe when it comes to Truma, they are still kosher, even though they are Tamei, they could still partake in it. Answers Gemara, Eina b'chozeres. No, Chazei Shok is not for all Zera Aaron, because if there's a woman who marries Yisrael, who's a Bas Kohen, and then she gets divorced or widowed, she can no longer eat the Chazei Shok, in contrast to Truma. Asks Gemara, but Truma Nami, Eina b'chalola. But Truma also, there is a descendant of Aaron that can't eat it, and that is someone who's a Chalola, the offspring of a relationship of Iser from a Kohen is considered a Chalala. For example, if a Kohen marries a Zona, so then in such a case, the child is a Chalala. And it's the Gemara, Chalala Vav Zera Aaron. We don't consider a Chalala Zera Aaron, so therefore the Pasuk is still talking about Truma. It's the Gemara, Umay Dehai Ada Sher Yitar Ad Iker Shemesh. How do you know that when the Torah Kedosha says That they can't eat it until they become tahar. And we said that means until they go to the mikvah. Maybe, not only the mikvah, but also for Harav Shemesh. Maybe we're talking about not someone who needs simply Harav Shemesh, that's Asr, but someone like a Metzora who needs to bring a special carbon. Maybe it's coming to Pasel, someone who needs Mechusar Kippurim. But someone who doesn't need a carbon, maybe he could still partake of Turma. Lo Salgadai says the Gemara, Desanya, Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Bizov, Baal Shtei Re'iyos, U'Metzora Muskara Kosam Medaber. That we're talking about a Zov who saw two Re'iyos that makes him Tame, and a Metzora that has been designated and put aside because we're not sure of whether he's Tame or not. Dumi de Tame Nefesh. And they're similar to a Tame Nefesh. Because the Pasuk says that we're talking about a Tsarua or a Zav or a Tame Nefesh. So we equate the Tsarua, the Zav, the Hanogea Bechol Tame Nefesh. We equate it to someone who's Nogea Bechol Tame Nefesh. What is that coming to teach us? Just like when it comes to a Tame Nefesh, says the Gemara, Mat Tame Nefesh Delabar Kaparu, there is no particular carbon. Hani Delabene Kaparinu. So too, these are not someone who brings a carbon. Hence, we're not talking about a Mechusar Kippurim. Rashi points out that the Gemara chose specifically the example of a Zav who saw two Re'iyos and a Metzora Muskar, because both someone who sees two Re'iyos as well as a Metzora Muskar, both of those individuals don't have a carbon. A Metzora will only have a carbon if it's been decided that he's a Metzora. Says the Gemara, Ve'im ahani mili da bar kapara, avol de bar kapara, Ad Maisi Kapara. Maybe once we infer the above, that these people, until they go, they become Tahar, then in such a case, they can't partake in the Truma. But someone who's a Mechusar Kippurim, maybe even if they go to the Mikvah, for example, the Metzora, even if they go to a Mikvah, that would not be enough until they bring the carbon. Visu. And another question we have. Hadisnan Taval Va'ala Ochel Memaiser. If someone went to do Tefillah, we learned in Negoyim Perik Yudalad Mishnah Gimel that someone who was Tame and went to the mikveh, they could eat Maiser Sheni, but they can't eat yet Truma in Kachim. Harav Shimsha, they have to wait for the sun to set then. Ochel B'Truma. Hevi Kapara Ochel B'Kachim. Minolan, how do we know this halacha that someone who's a Mechusar Kippurim can't eat Kachim and a Tful Yom cannot eat Truma while they can eat Maiser Sheni? Amar Rav Chizda Tlasa Kroy Ksiv. It's learned now from three different psukim. Ksiv. V'lo yochal min ha-kachim kim rachatz b'sar mayim. Ha-rachatz tar. That when it comes to, on the one hand, the pasuk says that all you have to do is go to mikvah, then it says right away, you could eat. Ha-rachatz tar. Uksiv, yet another pasuk says, v'basham shvitar. V'toher. V'achar yochal min ha-kachim. Yet the pasuk says you have to wait for Harav Shemesh. Uksiv, and then there's another pasuk that says v'chiper aleha hakoyim v'tahera, that after you bring the karbanos, when it comes to a mechusar kippurim, only then are you tar. So which one is it? Okay, tzad. How do we explain kan lemaiser kan l'truma kan l'kodshim? When it comes to maiser, you're automatically tar by going to mikvah. When it comes to truma, harav shemesh, comes to kodshim, then you need the karban itself. Ve'epach, and maybe we would say that it's the opposite. Maybe we would say that the pasuk that says where Harav Shemesh is talking about Maiser Sheni says Gemara Mistabra Truma Adifa. It makes more sense to be more machmir Truma Shekein Machpas, because Truma has the chumras of Machpas. Now we've made reference to the chumras of Machpas already on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and that is that Truma is unique, that you have Misa B'dei Shemayim as its punishment. You have to add a chomish when you pay back. There's no pidyon that's asur lazar. That's what the mem ches pei zayin have. Asks Gemara, Adarabba, Maiser Adifa, Shekein Hadas Tab. Hadas Tab we've not discussed. Rashi tells us what that is. Hadas Tab, Havas Makom, needs to be in Yerushalayim. Vidui needs Vidui. Samach refers to the Isser La'onein. Will it test? It was a Levar Mibenu Betumi. You need to destroy it when it's Tamar, v'achas betumasa is loke. Betumasa is loke, and that's all part of the test. And v'chai b'biur is the last one. So we see there are unique chumras in Meiser. So why do you choose to be more mach when it comes to Truma than to Meiser? Says Gemara, filo hachi misa adifa, misa b'dei shemayim is worse. Rava Omar, below misa adifa, nami lo matzis amit. Without the teretz of misa adifa, you still wouldn't have said that Meiser Sheni
should be more chamer than truma. Why? Because the pasuk says Amar Kra Nefesh. The pasuk nefesh that says kim rachas b'sar mayim is referring to someone who is all people who are nefesh, and that is all people. So it's something that applies to a davar shevachal nefesh. That the pasuk says rachas mayim b'tar, that you're allowed to partake in it. It must be that we're talking about meiser. Says the gemara v'akati ani mili echad lav bar kapara. Maybe we still would have asked, but that only applies that hair of shemesh is sufficient. Only if somebody doesn't require a carbon. How do you know that they could eat truma even though they haven't brought the carbon? Maybe we're only talking about an instance where there isn't a chiyuv of carbon. Like, for example, we had above in our Gemara, Zav Baal Shtei Re'iyos Mitzora Muskar. But people who do have a chiyuv of carbon, maybe you have to wait for the carbon in order to be able to eat the truma. Amar Abai Trei Kroy Ksiv. Abai answers because they're two psukim. Biyoledes Ksiv, because on the one hand, when it comes to Yoledes, Ad Melosimei Tahara, that until she finishes her days of Tahara, she cannot eat Kachim. Kivan Shemilu Yimei Tahara. Once she finishes her days of Tahara, sounds like she's Tahora entirely. Yet there's another pasuk that seems to contradict it. Yet the pasuk says, Uksiv Chipar La'akayim V'tahera. The pasuk says only when she brings the carbon. Is she tar? Hakeitzat. So we learned kan latruma kan lekachim. So we see, even though Yoledes still has to bring the karbanos, nevertheless she's already able to partake in truma. Ve'ein bachana. And maybe say the opposite. Maybe when it comes to kachim, she's allowed to eat with her of shemesh, but when it comes to truma, she has to wait for the karban. The Gemara answers kadosh chamer. Kaddish is more chamer because of shekein pankachas. And now we've had that expression pankachas before. And that is, again, on the bottom of Ayin Gimel on the base, about 10 lines from the bottom. Pigal Nisa Karbon Mi'ila Karz Vasa La'onein. That's what those are the abbreviations for. So they're more chamer. Adarab asks the Gemara, Truba Chamur, Shekei Machbaz, what we just explained before. Hanech Nefishin says the Gemara, those are more. There's more chumers in Kachim, hence we're going to be more machmir. If the Pasuk seems to say that there are some things that she has to wait for the Karbon, we would assume that's for Kachim, not assume, we will argue that's for kachim as opposed for truma. Rava Amar below Hanech Nefishin Loy Matzis Mamrit. Even if we would say that truma has the equal amount of chumras as kachim, and kachim doesn't have more chumras, you would not be able to say that when it comes to truma, there's a requirement to bring the carbon. Why? Amar Krav Chipar Lev a Kohen Vitahera, that the Kohen will atone for her sin. Mechlal shi tmeya. That seems to indicate that up until then she's considered tmeya. V'isal kadaitach bikachim. And if you're going to say the other pasuk is talking about kachim, ad melos yimei tara is talking about kachim, ikri kan v'abasar shiga b'chol tamei lo yachel. So on the one hand you're saying that they're able to eat kachim. On the other hand, the pasuk is also saying v'abasar shiga b'chol tamei lo yachel. El shmamina, you can't read the pasuk that way. It must be that when the pasuk says that she's tar betruma, that she's tar vis-a-vis truma. But for kachim, she can't eat it, and she can't touch. Maskev lo Rav Shish Breda Ravidi. Rav Shish Breda Ravidi asks the following kasha. Umi matzis amrit truma ksiva hacha. Are you going to say that the pasuk over here is referring to truma? Vatanya, but doesn't the Braisa say, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, that the pasuk that precedes V'chipar la'akayim v'tahera says, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, Ein li'el b'nei Yisrael, G'yor shifcha m'shuchra v'smenayin tam l'omer isha. That the pasuk is telling us an isha as well as a gyoris. Now, v'isal kadaitach betruma, and if the subject is like you said, truma, gyoris v'shivcha, banos mechel truma ninu, are these people who eat truma? What's the instance a gyoris and a shivcha would be eating truma? A gyoris and a shivcha are zaros, and therefore they would not eat truma. So how could we say the pasuk is talking about it? Amarava velo, we don't see that the pasuk is talking about it. You have to say the pasuk. Velova ksiv going on to hey amid alf bechol kodesh loy siga. It says beferish that they can't touch kachim. And how did we understand that? Lerabos hatruma. That's talking about truma. That's an old tradition that we have from Makas Yudalid and Shua Zayin. Elo akra mili mili kachashiv. Must be that the pasuk has two different parts. One is halach of yoledes and the halachos of truma. And then there's another parsha, and that is halacha of Gioras, that they also have Gioras and Shivcha have Tumas Leda. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes
Daf Ayin Dalid in Maseches Yevamos.